Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And it's Thursday, so it's the Clark
and Clark Show. Good morning, everybody.
Welcome to Trish Clark, and Sharon Clark is joining me this morning as my co-host. And we love the first Thursday of the month because Sharon and I come in here and we talk about all kinds of things that Carl and Linda don't talk about during the rest of the week in a different way, maybe.
That's right. And we give them a break so they can have some couples time, hopefully.
And that's a good thing. And, of course, we're all celebrating Carl's birthday the next couple of days.
That's right. Carl gets like a four-day birthday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, you can do a birthday week. I like a birthday month.
Birthday month, I think, for sure, for women.
Well, I had a friend a few years ago when she turned 50. My friend Judy in Virginia, she did a birthday year. Yeah. With the tiara every place she went.
Oh, that's funny.
I can't even imagine how many free breakfasts she got.
That's cute.
Anyway, so we are streaming live here at KCNR1460.com if you jump into the chat room. Or if you've got something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. And we'll talk about whatever we have to. I'll tell you, though, we just have to touch a little bit on this whole political scene. I like doing this with Sharon because it gives me a better round of what the average person who isn't really politically involved,
right.
As I tend to be a little more involved than the average person in what's going on politically, and perhaps have stronger feelings. I think people would agree with that.
I know people will notice when you go off on a tangent and get a more divisive, I just shut up because it scares me because I don't want anybody calling in and being mad at me. So
you will never hear ambiguous and Trish Clark used in the same sentence.
Well, there you go. I mean, I'm pretty firm about how I feel about things. So anyway, this whole thing, I have never, and I've been through a few elections. This is so out of the ordinary of what we've ever experienced in a presidential election. We have never had a sitting president who is out on a daily basis rebutting the candidate from the other party. And Hillary is like silent, which is the best thing for Hillary to be. She goes up in the polls if she keeps her mouth shut. And so Obama is like absolutely out there on the campaign trail.
He'd be the attack dog.
I saw the person who was to be the vice presidential nominee at the convention. Haven't heard a peep out of him since. But every day it's a headline and every news break is Obama rebutting and attacking Trump.
That is odd.
Odd.
Now that you say that, I didn't really think about it, but.
Well, exactly. And I mean, there's so many things that they've got us off thinking about other things. I'm going to go back to what's the lady's name that had the conversation with Trump just before they decided not to indict Hillary for Benghazi, or not for Benghazi, for the lion about the email scams. Whoever it was, my mind is blank. And anyway, the point is she said they were talking about their grandkids. You are aware she doesn't have any grandkids. I'm serious. She's married to a guy. They have a 21 and a 22-year-old grandchild or stepchildren, but she has no grandchildren. And the whole story was, no, we just discussed our grandchildren. I am so boggled by the things that we learn about this man, Mr. Obama, for the last 8 years, things that every time I hear. I mean, from the gun running thing in Mexico to Benghazi to all of these things over the period of time, and then they just go away off into the atmosphere, and we never hear about them again.
A caller called in to set you straight, as it were, that she says that according to her information, back in the 50s when Eisenhower was running, that Truman came out was very vocal in his criticism of Eisenhower and was essentially playing the Obama role. So there is a historical precedent among the presidents, particularly the Democratic ones. This was a loyal listener who is our fact-checking person.
Okay, and I probably, I mean, I won't say that isn't true. The reality is, back in the Truman-Eisenhower day, there was not an opportunity or a medium to rebut on an hourly basis.
You couldn't tweet stuff.
on a momentary notice. And it's like Obama is not doing it and is not running the country. He is, he is reading those tweets. I mean, and he is responding within a heartbeat of every time somebody, it's amazing to me. I guess I just have never. I don't know. Sharon,
he has a lot of time on his hands, apparently, to do that.
I don't know. Maybe it's too hot to golf. I don't know. Because it's amazing. I mean, he's in a foreign country doing some kind of a press conference about global warming. And I'll be a son of a gun if he doesn't spend 10 minutes of the 12-minute interview talking about how unfit Trump is to be president of the United States, and pretty much saying that he's just not going to accept it if he's elected. He just couldn't possibly accept that.
Would he leave the country? You know, pack up his bags with all those celebrities?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he just refused to leave the White House. Oh. I think that's kind of what he was saying. If he was just going to say, okay, well, I'm not satisfied with my replacement, so I'm not leaving. Now, I'm not sure that isn't the possibility in some place in the mix. But I'm just saying. I wondered, as he was saying that, he would say, well, if Romney or McCain had gotten elected, he could have. They were totally wrong, and he was right about everything, and they were wrong. But he probably could have accepted, because at least, I love this one, at least they knew the rule of law. Like he knows the rule of law,
and
right?
Like the voice of the people has spoken, and so he's going to say, no, never mind.
Well, exactly.
I don't respect the voice of the people.
No, he's going to say, no, I guess not. Anyway, I wondered what his alternative was if he wasn't. So anyway, Sharon, I know it's going to be a long time till November. I don't know how you feel. You don't like it anyway. I can't watch the news. I can't listen to it on a regular basis because it makes me obviously crazy.
I know, and you educate me more and scare me more every time we're on the air together about underlying things that are going on and different points of view.
I think the thing that has to basically remain in everybody's mind, there is so much out there and so many reasons beyond anything that Hillary simply cannot be our president. The main important one, again, I remind people, is the Supreme Court and all the other courts throughout the land, because if, in fact, we have Judge Scalia that must be replaced.
Right.
Scalia. And there are at least two or three others who very likely will be replaced in the next 4 years. If, in fact, we were to have a Hillary presidency and she replaced those judges, for the rest of our lifetime and our children's lifetimes, we can just look forward to no Second Amendment rights, weakening of the First Amendment right. The Tenth Amendment is not even going to be thought of. States' rights, what does that mean? And I think that's the scariest thing I can say.
Right, and that's definitely another point of view on the whole election is beyond Trump winning is losing the Supreme Court, is getting that way more liberal and progressive, and that would not be good for us.
Absolutely not.
May I inject a somewhat different tone into the conversation here right now as we get ready to take our first break? This portion of Free Fire Radio.
That's the tone. I was like, what's he going to say? Oh, no.
Brought to you by Properties by, hey, this is your show. I just pushed the buttons here. Properties by Verit and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal is to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. She is passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com. That's MarimccurdyMccurdy.com. See many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. That's Properties by Merit. Casey and our time coming up on 7:15. More Free Fire Radio after this.
your true dream vacation. Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final drawing Wednesday, August 31st,
where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Community Radio for the North Strait. It is Thursday, and it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark, one with an E
and one without,
taking over the airwaves from Carl and Linda.
There you go. And it's 69 degrees in downtown Reading. And we're looking for a high today of 100 degrees, low this evening, 65. On Friday, a balmy 94, and Friday night, 64. Saturday, 95, and low of 65. And on Sunday, we're looking for a high of 95. Get out
that's
the
nice.
Sweaters. I mean, it's just going to be absolutely balmy.
That's actually nice.
Yes, and nice, and we're so looking forward to that. I think we were due for a reprieve here. No
absolutely.
Rain in sight, but it's going to feel good to be out of that triple digit for a few days.
And before I lose the opportunity, I do want to say that I was looking through the schedule, and as it happens, this portion of the program is brought to you by none other than Home Helpers.
Yay!
In-home care services, more than an in-home health care agency, an extended family when your family can't be there. A locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, customizing home care solutions to your unique situation, an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they're happiest at home.
Yay, there's no place like home.
And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
So later on in the show, I just want to prep everybody that I'm going to give Trish a quiz. She does not know what the questions are, but it's kind of a a quiz that you would ask your aging parent. Well, not that you're aging, but in preparation for their aging.
I'm playing a part here, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all acting for your benefit. But you know, in my industry, one of the major issues that comes up as people get older is they haven't had these difficult conversations with their kids. What we call the 40-70 rule: when the child turns 40 or the parent turns 70, it's time to start talking. So later on, when we have a lull in conversation, I'll give Trish that quiz, and some of them are kind of a bit more personal and financial, so you won't go into detail, just that, has that been discussed? Have you told your son this stuff?
Yeah.
You know, and that other people realize these are the kinds of questions they should be asking, because if all of those things aren't taken care of, then you can't have a home care agency come in, because there's no one in charge, the wishes haven't been communicated, and it really it's the first level of things that stop home care from being able to come in.
Well, and again, Sharon's going to pretend that she's getting close to 40,
yeah,
and I'm going to pretend I'm getting close to 70.
That's right. we might as well be at the Cascade. I mean, we're going to be that good of actors.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Okay.
There you go. So you know, that's an interesting, because seniors and this heat, we were just talking about how warm it's been, and that's a major issue for our aging population. It's so important. The heat is really bad for them.
And I feel so bad when they've toured Reading in October, and then they decide to retire here, and then I come out a few years later, and they tell me these stories, multiple families, of they had no clue. Because they were here, like, in this beautiful fall time, you know, that one few weeks we get that's really 75.
The week of spring or fall.
And, you know, and let's face it, when it's over 100, if you're not on a body of water, you're not really outside. And
yeah.
So for a senior, you know, they're trying to get out, you know, early to even take a walk. And so there's just, it really is limiting because, you know, all of us are out on lakes or hiking or by a waterfall or whatever. It does get really difficult for people to get out and stay active.
Well, it's like that window of time when people buy property in Oak Run when it looks like Ireland out there for about 9 days.
That's right.
I always think of that when I drive by the Millville Plains. There's a couple of times during the year with the wildflowers in the spring. And in the fall, right after the first rains, when it just turns that gorgeous green, like you say, it looks like Ireland, and you think, oh, my gosh. And I always think, well, and now's the time to buy
or sell
your property because you're not going to have a chance any other time.
Tom, the former assemblyman, worked over at the other station. I can't think of his name.
Tom Woods.
Yeah, Tom Woods always called that sucker grass.
Sucker grass.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't thought of Tom Woods in a long time. He was in our assemblyman for just only one term, and he was one of those politicians that when Tom was thinking about running, I always remember I told him, Tom, I don't think you have the temperament to do this. You're basically just too nice a guy and way too honest to be able to sacrifice your principles.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having a conversation with him about a year into it, and he said, oh, my, I so wish I had listened to you.
Naivete is a crazy thing.
Yeah, because
he came back from that wanting to take a three-day shower.
he said, and it was interesting because that's what I've always said, you basically have to be able to give up part of your basic principles to do the job. I mean, as an example, you have a bill, and let's say you introduce a bill that is going to make it's about affordable housing, and so you're going to make all these apartments available for this certain population, and it's a really good bill, and you go through the process, and by the time it goes through several committees and has all of these amendments put into it, and gets out the other end of that awful machine down there that's almost like a meat grinder,
mm-hmm.
and it comes out, and it really doesn't have anything left to do with affordable housing. It's only just one little piece, but it has a whole bunch of stuff in it that is very disagreeable to you. Along with the affordable housing, we're going to control what they eat and what they drink and how they park their cars and all of these things that are just very, very acrimonious and not what you want at all. The bill's got your name on it. And you're either going to...
And everyone else had their agenda of what they wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're either going to vote against your own bill because it's got so much garbage in it, or you're going to hold your nose and vote for it. And if you have a lot of principles, as Tom did, he had a hard time with that whole mess.
Yes, it said that a bill in Sacramento is sort of like a fire plug in a dog pound.
Yeah, what a visual.
But a fairly accurate
one. I'm afraid it is. I'm afraid it is. What does they say that you really never want to watch sausage being made or get into the thick of politics?
Yeah, that was a Murrayism, yeah.
Yeah, because you just don't want to know what goes into all of that process.
Right. Well, that's an interesting perspective. I can see that that would be tough for somebody with integrity.
Well,
you know,
it does say a lot about our politicians. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we all go in bright-eyed.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's exactly
we're
right.
Break the machine, but one person can't really break the machine.
Well, and fortunately, we have perfect examples of people who try. One springs to mind right away, and that is Senator Ted Cruz,
mm-hmm.
who, as far as I'm concerned, still is the most principled person that I've seen in office in a long time. He has striven to do exactly what he has told the people he was going to do when he ran for the Senate. And look how badly he was treated. Not that he didn't do some things along the way as well, but bottom line, what he did was try to stick to his principles all the way through. Didn't work well for him in that whole presidential debate process. And the Republicans, the media, 201, people were angry with him because he couldn't get along. Well, you know, he fought for everything he said he was going to fight for when he was running, stuck to his guns, and
no well, again, like he wasn't there to make friends.
It wasn't a popularity contest.
Yeah.
But they made such fun of him over everything that he tried to do when he would filibuster and when he tried to stop legislation that was really bad and when he tried to introduce legislation. It's such a, I know at this level, County Board of Supervisors, City Council, there's some stuff going on there that the people just wouldn't want to know about. I mean, there's that much intrigue. If you magnify that to the state and the federal level, I mean, as much as I know about it, I probably don't really want to know about it.
Right, right.
Because, make you...
You lose confidence in the process, probably.
Well, I think that's true. But I would say that we're probably in bigger trouble right now than we've ever been. And I just... I hope that the pundits are wrong and that the people... I think my hope... I don't believe that the Washington cartel, as they've been referred to, the establishment, both sides, Republicans and Democrats, have any idea of how angry and upset the American people are. I mean, I believe that we have had enough and we're not going to take anymore.
Well, I think they've got a little bit of a clue this election.
They don't understand it.
Yeah.
They do not understand why people are going for Trump. They don't. They just can't get it through their head that it's not Trump. It's someone who will say, even if he doesn't say it well always, mm-hmm. not be politically correct and not go along with the same old routine which protects that elite stature back there in Washington, D.C. People have had enough.
Well,
and I'm hopeful maybe, Sharon, enough people are just like you and they don't want people yelling at them because they're supporting Trump and they're just keeping quiet about it.
I'm hearing Peter Finch's voice just open the windows and scream at the top of your lungs. You know?
or Mike Savage, Dr. Michael Savage, he's on in the evening and once in a while I'll catch him when I'm in the car.
He's a crazy dude. I've heard him before.
Well, but yeah. I mean, he's at a screaming rage point with... What is it you don't understand about you can't have Hillary Clinton and the, you know, and she's, he, but I think people are there.
Well, I think we don't want more of the same. And I think, you know, Trump hit that, you know, nail on the head is that we don't want predictable. We don't want more of the same. More of the same is not working. And so frustration leads to, well, fear of the unknown isn't quite as bad.
Well, we know exactly because we know exactly what she's going to do. Trump has a pretty good record for employment. I think you have to take a look at his kids, for one thing.
I just read a great article on that. Did you read that? Oh, this wonderful a reporter wrote an amazing article on his children and how polished they were and how impressed he was by them and how, you know, the measure of a parent is their children. And if we can say anything about Donald Trump, his kids are successful. They were privileged and entitled and all of these things. At the same time, went through divorces and tumultuous childhood, and look at how they've turned out to support their father and how eloquent they are. And just that is a breath of fresh air into this election was seeing them, you know, come out and support him. It was a great thing to see young children like that.
Oh, I think so, and I'm sure that they have scoured the police blotters throughout the world, and if there was anything
we would know
by now. Yeah. Are we going to go to a break?
Absolutely. 7:30 in this portion of the show, brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighting and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition while it's legal for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the parked test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I like the music. That's a good music. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And it is Thursday, so if you've just joined us, this is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And so now we're going to go, we're going to have a, we're play rolling. We're
role playing.
Role playing.
There you go.
Not much of an actress, right? Okay, so I'm going to pretend I'm getting close to 70, and Sharon is going to pretend she's getting close to 40, and she's going to give me a test.
We're going to do a little quiz, because one of the big issues in aging, in communicating with your parents, is having these difficult conversations about the aging and finances and wishes, and oftentimes families approach me with my company Home Helpers going, I don't know what my parents wanted. We never had this conversation. And so in the middle of a crisis, mom or dad have had a fall or a medical emergency, in addition to just dealing with that, now we've got an adult child going, and where's the money, and how do I access it, and how do I even get them the help they need? So I see this as a roadblock a lot of times for the adult children to get their parents the help they need and to allow them the independence to stay at home. So there's a lot of articles written about how to approach your parents, and some of the best advice I have read and heard is sometimes you can even go to your parent and ask them for advice. Mom and Dad, I'm getting ready to do my estate planning. You know, here's the decisions I'm making. You know, what is your advice? And that sometimes can kind of get them involved in kind of telling you what they've managed to accomplish. One gal I knew, her parents every year said, "What do you want for Christmas?" And she would say, "Power of attorney," until they got her estate plan done. Because, you know, here's the deal. We don't want to be the adult child put in that position where we have a parent who has had something happen and we're struggling. And nobody, crisis mode decision making is never good. So anything that I can do and Trish can do to help you all avoid crisis mode decision making.
You know, and the whole thing about this from the senior's point of view is they start getting very fearful as they age that somebody's going to take over control of
right.
their life. So when you throw out that power of attorney thing,
right.
that's like a red flag that what do they want to do with me, you know, and so
right.
it's a very delicate subject.
Well, and I think you can say, you know, I need you to stay in charge, but I want to know where everything is kept and what you want.
There you go.
You know, so it's like we want to make sure that they know that this is not. And, you know, most of those power of attorneys, you have to have, you know, to really take over two doctor signatures, declaring somebody that, you know, incompetent. What? So it's not like your kid can just insert themselves into your life. It's pretty difficult.
There's a lot of protections. There's a good way to do it. Yeah.
There's a lot of protections. So there's 12 questions, Trish.
Okay.
So the first one, and we're going to pretend like does your son know these things? So you can answer them like I'm your child, right?
All right.
Who's on your team? So that's the first question. What estate planning attorney, bankers, investment advisors, does your son know those things? Who's on your team and who's managing your stuff for you?
He knows where the envelope, the folder is that's got it all in it.
Right. So, yeah, key names of people.
Right.
Doctors, attorneys,
right.
all that. Because these are the people that have put your affairs in order, and your child needs to know who these people are and who you trust so they can go. Because oftentimes they'll go to that attorney and say, my mom needs to, you know, she's coming out after a, you know, medical emergency out of the hospital. She needs some home care. Who do I go to? Because they don't live here.
Exactly.
So they can go to those trusted people to ask for advice on other matters related to helping people get home and stay independent. So that's all available for him. Do you have a will?
Yes.
And he knows?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an advance directive and power of attorney?
Yes.
And he knows and
yes.
he's on it and all that.
Yes.
Good. And this is a really important one that you have, you know, your medical directives, you have your financial matters. Those can be two different people. So, you know, you can put someone in charge of medical directives. And again, they're following your wishes. So it's not like they have carte blanche over unplugging you or not. They're just invoking what you've spelled out. And I always recommend reviewing this stuff annually to ensure the person you put in that place is still the right person you have in that place. For instance, maybe the child you stuck in the role of advance directives and your medical power of attorney has cancer. Well, maybe the last thing that person needs right now is worrying about you if something happens. So, you know, looking at maybe they're going through a horrible divorce and they're in charge of your finances. That may not be the time for them to do that.
Right.
So who we pick initially may not always be the best person. Now, you only have your one son, so hopefully
I just keep telling him, don't clean the garage.
Yeah.
It's all on him.
Yeah. Tell him you can give him my number, too. I'll help him out. Are your beneficiaries up to date? some yes. designated beneficiaries on yes. your life insurance and all of that. We want to make sure that, again, I've had clients that they lose an adult child, someone passes away. The last thing you think about is going into your estate plan and adjusting things. So making sure that annually you're reviewing your documents to ensure that everything is still in order. What financial accounts do you have and where? Does he know that stuff, or is that in the envelope?
That's probably, yeah, it's all, I have, because I was a paralegal before I did okay. this, so I have all this written down in a list of everything, and it's all in one place,
yeah.
and he knows where
good.
That is.
Good.
But probably, and I am sure he knows where I bank, because he used to live here, but beyond that, probably
right.
not.
And for those of you listening, I mean, I have clients that have investments, that have, you know, retirement and IRAs, and that, all of that, you know, probably is in your trust, but your kids need to know where these accounts are, what banks they're with, how they, you know, there's a lot of stuff to put together.
You know, what I would suggest to the seniors, and something that I've helped some of them do down at the senior center, and what I did for myself, is I have just a sheet that I did on the computer with all of these things, and it's in front of the book with the will and the trust and the whole mm-hmm. thing, with all of those little explanations about the bank accounts and the attorney's name and,
right.
You know.
All of that. And because, let me tell you, it's hard enough for us to think about losing our mom or have our parent having a medical issue. And then on top of it, no one wants to burden their children with trying to untangle all of this if we can, you know, prep things for them and set them up better. What insurance do you have and where are the policies?
Same
so that's
place.
Important to know. And a lot of people, if you have a long-term care insurance policy, which more and more people are taking out, make sure your kids know about that, because that will actually pay for services like home helpers. And I have gone out and I had a family just recently, and I was talking about other ways to pay for care. And I said long-term care. And the mom, the lady, the client says, oh, yes, I have that. And the daughter had no clue, had been paying out of pocket for stuff, and all of a sudden realizes there's this long-term care policy. And it came with her retirement because for CalPERS. And so if you have a long-term care policy, be sure that's
it's in
included.
That. It's all,
yes,
in,
it's
in,
all
that.
In there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that your kids know. Where is your financial paperwork? Your son knows that.
Yes.
Where are your tax files?
Yeah.
Yep, he needs to know that. When and where would you consider moving? So this is a conversation.
Yeah.
Right. So this is, have you had a conversation with him about where you see yourself? Like, do you want to stay in your home?
Yeah.
Would you be willing? Well, I don't think you'd be willing, ready, willing to relocate.
No.
With him.
No. Oh no.
Yeah.
That, oh no.
No. I know. For I know. So if you want to stay at home, he knows where your things are, so he knows how to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's what you want to do, because sometimes people, you know, and if you and where would you want to do assisted living? Would you be willing to do independent?
I haven't
living?
Had that conversation.
Right.
I always think that if it gets to the point where I have to move out of my house, I'm probably past the point where I care.
Right. There you go. But you could give him permission.
Yeah, that's true.
You could say, you know, if the day comes when that needs to happen, I understand you need to do what's best for me financially and what so you can live your life and not worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you envision your memorial service? Yeah, I know. So,
yeah.
So you have a few you haven't discussed yet.
Yes, you're
yeah.
absolutely
okay.
right. Yeah.
So, and then again, and these are things like we don't think about it, but the kids to have a little bit of input. Or for you to even say, hey, whatever you want to do, I'm gone. Do whatever you feel makes you comfortable. But at least even having that.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to care at that point. Are you an organ donor?
No.
Yeah. So he needs to know that. Where is your safe deposit box? And it's key if you have a safe deposit box.
Yeah.
So you did pretty well.
Okay.
In your role playing. But now you have your homework. So next month when we're on, we'll
talk about whether we've had that conversation.
Maybe you can broach one.
There will be
one.
A quiz.
You can broach one. One of those, of staying at home or the memorial service.
Yeah, those are,
yeah.
I hadn't talked too
yeah.
much about that. I really kind of thought, because I think it is, I mean, I have taken, you know, the steps to have in-home care provided, and,
right.
I, and I have a policy for that. I haven't thought about it. If I always just kind of think, if I have to move out of my house, what difference does it make? I'm past the point where I can,
right.
It makes a whole lot of difference.
Right. But I have Trish people that have to have 24-hour care because of, like, fall risks. Mentally, they're there.
Yeah.
But 24-hour care with an agency is about $15,000 to $18,000 a month. And so that could be a decision that your son would need to make looking at the big picture that, hey, you can't afford this. You're going to outlive your money, and we don't want you to end up in a nursing home. So you could say, you know, if the time comes and you're looking at the financials and
that doesn't
pencil out, you need to do what you need to do. And this is me telling you in, you know, this state of mind, I forgive you if I'm pissed about it, you know,
yeah.
because I realize that you have to look at my best interest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, these they're difficult, and people don't want to talk about them. When you start talking, I'll relate the story of my husband and I. I would always say that I was never, we'd talk about, you know, how burial and those kinds of things. It's not something he easily talked about. I mean, I had to twist his arm to do the will and all of that. It was not something he wanted to get into. So that's another issue between husband and wife.
Right.
But when we talk about burial, and I'd always say, you know, I'm not crazy about being buried in a hole, but the idea of being burned up doesn't tickle me either. I'd always say, I'm looking for a third option.
Right.
And Bob would always say, well, when you come up with that third option, let me know.
Because
that's what I want to do, too.
Yeah.
That was kind of all of the conversation. Well, as most of you know, my husband died very suddenly. Just boom.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to go to bed one night, and that was it. I was faced with that dilemma and had absolutely no idea to this day which he preferred.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. It certainly is something you should let. I mean, I know I was be totally, what do I do? You know?
Well, and the kids I've seen that lose their parents and have this amazing estate plan and have had these great conversations and everything's been spelled out, they can grieve their loved one, enjoy the memories they have of them, you know, and move on with their lives the way we want our children to be able to do.
Yeah.
And the children that haven't had that, and I've seen it firsthand, the whole experience of their parent dying is traumatic and crazy, and there's bill collectors and houses and probate, and that's not how what we want to leave for our kids.
Absolutely. You know? So I think we're going to take a break and come back with a less depressing subject.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know, ladies, back around the, I guess it was back around, as I was reaching my 60th birthday, I decided that I had to do something about my condition. And thanks to the folks at Wellgate Sports Club, I am doing something about it. They're located at 1740 Eureka Way. Since I started out, I have shed about 26 pounds.
Awesome.
My blood numbers have improved significantly. I am a type 2. And I went from numbers in the 160s down to the 120s. So not, you know, my doctor is happier with me. I feel better, as all thanks to those great folks at Wellgate Sports Club. Well, and changing what I eat. They have a unique saltwater pool facility that's available only at Wellgate. Kathleen Cowling is a certified professional water coach. They've got small one-on-one or group training. You can increase your range of motion, flexibility, and reduce inflammation all by doing the exercises in a saltwater pool that holds up your body buoyancy while you're doing the exercise. And you're still working just as hard. It's just that part of that isn't involving keeping you from falling over. So you can get exceptional experience every day at Wellgate Sports Club. They believe that health care is the best self-care.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Caitlin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North Strait. Jump into our chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567.
May I pay a bill?
Yes.
This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Give them a call at 222-2750. Great jewelry store, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio.
And, you know, this is so interesting. When we do this show with Bob, has to kind of anticipate what we're doing. We kind of change things up because Carl does the live reads on most of these, and so we appreciate Bob.
We love Bob, the producer, Bob.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We love doing the show with Bob. So it is Thursday, and it is, so it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And we do this on the first Thursday of every month and just kind of bounce around. I'm amazed we haven't even had one phone call this morning.
I don't think you've managed to piss anybody off yet.
Well, okay. I haven't thrown out that one thing that everybody wants to talk about.
Yeah, lob something out there to get the phones ringing, Trish.
Well, it's 10 minutes and eight. We probably don't want to do that. But you know what? It is amazing that there are certain topics that you can get people going on. I think at this point, everybody's sort of saturated with the whole political thing. I'm getting real tired of the same old every day, and amazingly enough, I think a lot of other people are as well. However, I think you better get attuned to it because we got a lot of it to put up with until November.
Bob, tell the listeners what you were saying earlier about what your plan is for voting.
Actually, I want to show my, okay, let's face it, Republicans in California, we are small voices in a wilderness because we are outnumbered by the hordes of the urbanites who want free stuff.
Yeah.
If I can be really blunt
right.
about it. So to indicate my displeasure with my party, because I think that it isn't just the National Republican Party. The California Republican Party makes a career, these people, out of shooting themselves in the foot and have as long as I've been living here.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking that if I vote for the libertarian guy, and I'm going to have a lot of company in the form of a lot of upset Bernie supporters, that it will dilute Hillary's tally. At the very least, send a message to these people that we're a little bit upset with them.
Yeah,
right. Because, I mean, there are people that believe, you know, voting Republican is you're just throwing your vote away.
In the state of California.
In the state of California, you know. Yeah. And so Bob's saying, hey, I'm going to throw it behind someone else rather than throw it away.
I can stomach the libertarian platform a lot easier. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I disagree with. There's a lot of stuff I agree with in terms of personal responsibility. Let's keep our nose out of everybody else's business in the world. Take care of who we need to take care of and you know, let the market do what it will. And I can handle that a lot better than I can handle some of the things that the Democrats are wanting to ram down our collective throat. So, you know, I'm taking a hard look at this Johnson guy.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective for sure.
You know, I think my son gave me a perspective that we were having this discussion the other day, and I sometimes have a really hard time figuring out how anybody could even consider voting for Obama in the first place and now Hillary. I mean, with all we know, I mean, the woman just every time she opens her mouth, she's lying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, what is that? They say, I know you're lying because your lips are moving.
Right, yeah.
Well, and it's true with her. I mean, I love the one where they're playing where Comey is saying, yes, she lied about that. Yes, we know that she did have confidential information. Yes, we know that she lied. Yes, we know that she lied. Yes, we know that she lied. And she says, well, that's not what I heard him say. What I heard him say is that everything I've said is truthful all the way through this. And they play that right next to each other. And you go, boing. I mean, you can't think quick enough to figure out how people cannot understand that he's saying she lied. He's saying, she's saying, that's not what I heard. He said that I didn't do anything wrong and everything I've said is truthful. But when I talk to my son about this, he says, Mother, it's not about Hillary Clinton and it's not about Donald Trump. It's about the message. And you've got one side saying, I'm going to give you everything you need to survive free. And the other side saying, I'm going to find you a job and you're going to get out and earn something right. And make your living. There's just too darn many of them that are after the free.
That's a really interesting perspective. It is, because you're right. It's not always about the candidate, but the message.
And that right. is the issue. Yeah. Is you got somebody, like he said, I'll clean it up a little, sitting on their backside, drinking a beer, having everything handed to them, making more money on welfare than their friends down the street who have a job. And you're going to convince them that what they want to do is get a job like their friend down the street?
And you're going to feel so much better about yourself, you know, putting in a good day's work.
And they feel fine with their beer right. in their hand and having all you fools pay for them.
What's interesting, though, is the person who's telling them that is a liar.
Well, that's exactly true. So, but they don't get that because right now they have it in and they're getting, you know, if you look at the numbers of what a person can make on welfare in certain states, California being one of them, if you've got the right amount of kids and you got it all figured out right, you can make a lot of money with the kids and the disabilities and the this and the that. And if both of you are down and out and in one household, and you can pull in a lot of cash.
And I've had people apply to work for me and go, well, I can only work 20 hours a week because I have a 40-hour-a-week position. I can only work 20 hours a week because if I work more than that, then I lose blankety-blank.
There you go.
And I'm like, here I have a job for you that will replace all of that, and you will not, and I will not be supporting you anymore. And my daughter, who's working full-time, will not be supporting you more. But they would rather work the 20 hours and keep the stipend.
The free
stuff. And that's the mentality. It is. There is a mentality.
And I have so many people that I talk to, and they go, well, you know, I have my disability, and none of this really impacts me as long as I can just be in my house and I can continue to get what I get. And I get a free cell phone. I wish they'd pay for my landline, too. I don't know why they don't pay for my
I'm paying for your cell phone.
I wanted to go talk to him last night. There was a tent set up across from the vets hall right there in the heart of Transient City.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the streets over there by the post office lately?
I haven't recently.
Oh, God. It's bad. It's really bad. Anyway, there's the free cell phone tent, and I wanted to go over and say, okay, how does this work, and who's paying the freight on this? Because those airwaves ain't free.
But they will tell you, Obama. They will say to you, Obama pays for it.
Out of his pocket, and out of our pocket.
Obama doesn't have any money. What are you talking about? What are you saying?
And we had to cover up the outlets outside my office because all the homeless people would be over there charging their cell phones, sitting outside of the businesses. Then we covered them. They took tools and broke off the covers. Then they had to weld covers over them because the business owners don't need outdoor outlets.
Exactly.
You know, but it was, and it's covered parking, you know, it's covered. It was a nice, they would hang out there. They had their bike, they had their dog, they had their smokes, and they had their cell phone. Everybody was real happy to do that.
Comparing tattoos, you know.
I have to tell you that I feel badly. There's not a time that I go by one of these people that I don't look at them and wish that there was some way that I could, in fact, help them. But I know that the answer is not giving them a $20 bill.
Helping is not, or enabling is not helping.
Enabling is not helping. And I just, I still, well, short time we have left before we go to the break, I still believe that the final solution is to get us into in a position in this city, county, state, country, where we allow the entrepreneurs to come back and start creating some jobs and put these people to work and create communities that take care of each other.
Absolutely.
But the bottom line is that we have to be in a position where people can get a job and make it on their own. And I don't know how we turn that around or how we make that happen. start right here in Shasta County in the city of Redding and clean up our planning departments.
Well, and if you and if that they don't want help. A job, they need to go somewhere else. You know, if they don't want it, we help the people that can. We help the people that are mentally ill that ended up in this position. But there are those few that this is what they want to do. They want to build a camp. They don't want to work. They want to live off. And those are the people that we want to make it difficult for.
And so we can just get them to get on the freeway and move someplace else.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll solve the world's problems in the next hour or two.
We will. We'll take on the whole homeless problem and figure out a way to make that solved. And we'll invite anybody else to come in and give us a call in the next hour. And we're going to take a break and go to the news. And we'll be back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Charles A. Ledesma reports security has been expanded in London in the wake of a knife attack on Wednesday that left an American woman dead and five others injured.
Following the knife attack, senior policeman Mark Rowley says, as a precautionary measure, Londoners today will notice an increased presence on the streets, including armed officers.
The attack came just days after the government warned residents to be on high alert for a terrorist attack in light of recent ISIS-inspired attacks elsewhere in Europe. America's most decorated Olympian Michael Phelps says it's a thrill to compete in the Summer Games for the first time ever as a dad.
You know, to be able to have, you know, our firstborn, be able to watch, I'll say this just in case of a comeback, my potential last Olympics.
Phelps surprised many by ending his earlier retirement to compete in the Rio Games, now suggesting he may be around for the 2020 Games in Tokyo, if he's able. More Russian athletes getting the go-ahead to compete in Rio this year. The International Boxing Association says all 11 of Russia's boxers who qualified for the Rio Games have been cleared to participate following a doping review for Russian athletes. A wildfire burning north of Big Sur near California's central coast has grown again overnight after burning for nearly 2 weeks now. The conditions are getting worse in some areas. CAL FIRE spokesman Henry Herrera.
There have been 57 homes destroyed and 11 outbuildings. Three structures and two outbuildings have been damaged, and 2,000 additional structures remain threatened.
Meanwhile, officials have now confirmed that it was human error that caused the fire. They're asking for the public's help in finding whoever started the campfire that sparked the wildfire in an area where campfires are not allowed. More Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says applications for jobless aid increased by 3,000 to a seasonally adjusted figure of 269,000. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by just about 1 point. The NASDAQ is up by 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
American goalkeeper Hope Solo says she was not bothered by the crowd chanting Zika, Zika, directed at her, as the U.S. women's soccer team defeated New Zealand 2-0 at the Rio Olympics. Solo had upset some Brazilians by tweeting a picture of herself wearing a hat with mosquito netting and several bottles of mosquito repellent before she went to the games. Federal health officials say efforts to fight Zika are in danger unless Congress takes immediate action.
Health and Human Services Director Sylvia Matthews-Burwell says $589 million in reprogrammed money will run out at the end of next month. And without additional funds, she says critical Zika-fighting programs will be put on hold. The Obama administration's been trying for months to convince Congress to approve additional money. Members of the Florida delegation have been lobbying for more money also, especially following the first domestic cases of Zika that were found in Miami.
As Wally Hines reporting, breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Small business owners showed a modest uptick in optimism in a survey released today by Wells Fargo and Company. The bank's Small Business Index measures owners' sentiment. It rose 4 points to 68 on that scale. Overall, factory orders fell, reflecting a drop in the volatile category of commercial aircraft.
The Commerce Department says overall orders declined by 1.5% in June, following a 1.2% fall in May. It was the biggest setback for total factory orders since a 1.9% decline in February. Meanwhile, a key category of orders to U.S. businesses that tracks investment posted a small gain in June after 2 months of declines.
That's Jeremy House reporting. A marina in Ocean City, Maryland is selling T-shirts featuring the phrases White Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter. It's to spread awareness about the conservation of white and blue marlins. The NAACP says it is not pleased. A marina worker who designed the shirt says no offense was intended. Breaking news at Town Hall.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Jump into our chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It is the first Thursday of the month, and it is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And we welcome you, and thank you for listening for the first hour. We're gonna do it again for the next hour. Right now it says 74 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high today of 100 degrees, low of 65. On Friday, 94 and a low of 64. On Saturday, 95 and a low of 65. Through the weekend and into next week, we're looking at the high 90s and mid 90s, which is a great relief from the triple digits that we've had for a while. Give us a little chance to breathe. I mean, absolutely balmy when we get down in the 90s. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally and veteran-owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
We have a call holding, but before we got into that, I wanted to tell everyone that Carl is not going to be here. Well, he's not here today because you ladies are normally here first Thursday of the month. He won't be here tomorrow because Linda is whisking him away on a birthday surprise. So it is Carl's birthday, but he's if you wanted to wish Carl happy birthday in person and enjoy a great event, you can do all that tonight down at Wind River's Elements Lounge. Now, you got to call early, 243-3377 to get yourself a reservation, but there's going to be a little gathering there. You can partake of their menu. That's on your dime, by the way. But then enjoy a great show from Linda Bott and the Bluebirds. So that is tonight, Elements Lounge at Wind River Casino. The show is 7 to 9 p.m., and that is tonight. So
Clark will be there.
And Clark and Clark will be all there. Right. We're going to have a great party tonight. Come join us, and it's always great entertainment.
All righty. And on the phone, we have Nick, who wants to talk about Donald Trump.
Oh, perfect. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. Hey, listen. I was listening to Carl the other day, and he said Carl is a Republican running GOP. And I wanted to say that I think Trump is more or less an independent. He's switched back and forth over the last 30 years between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. And I wouldn't call him a Republican. I would call him an independent. And I'm voting for Trump. Now, one of the things that bothers me, I get on Reading.com and I argue with the progressive liberals, and they start calling Donald Trump a liar. Liar this, liar that. And I say, okay, name one lie that Trump's done. And you know what? They can't name one. They go to these political sites,
Politico.com.
And PoliticFacts.com.
Yeah.
And what those are is AstroTurf.
Yeah.
AstroTurf was explained to me by Cheryl Atkinson. She wrote the book Shakedown. And that is a liberal website, and their only mission is to discredit anything that the conservatives are for. It doesn't matter whether it's fact or not.
That's exactly right.
And the next time somebody starts telling you that Donald Trump's a liar, tell them to name a lie that he said. They can't do it.
Well, there you go. And certainly you can challenge them, and that wouldn't even be an issue with trying to catch Hillary, because anything she said is a lie.
Well, that's absolutely true. It's not so hard to name a lie or 10 that Hillary's done. And it just amazes me how they go to name-calling and calling you ignorant, and they talk about these websites. But Cheryl Atkinson is a very interesting person. She did a TEDx talk talking about AstroTurf. Her name is spelled SHARYLATTKISSON. If you wanted to go to TED Talks and look that up, and it'll explain just exactly what their game plan is. Well, and I hope you girls have a great day. Thanks, Nick, for having me on.
Well, thanks, Nick, but thanks for calling. Appreciated the call. Because Sharon just had an interesting, this is
ties into this call.
Ties into this call, interesting, because she just read me a headline from the news, and this is how the whole media, 99% of the media, this is what we're getting.
Which is Pence breaks with Trump, I strongly support Paul Ryan. Which is ABC News, actually.
Yeah, so, well, it's all of the media.
And basically, it's not true, you know, in reading the article. That's not what happened. He's just supporting Paul Ryan and supporting Donald Trump. He's not breaking with Trump.
And goes on to say they're going to work together. And bear in mind.
And do great things.
And do great things. And remember that Donald Trump is simply playing a game with Paul Ryan, because Paul Ryan, after the convention, when asked if he was going to support the party, at the convention and that, he said, well, he wasn't quite ready yet. He wasn't quite ready to make an endorsement. And so that's exactly what Trump said the other day. He wasn't quite ready to endorse Ryan. And he was just giving it back at him. And that's just who Trump is and how he speaks and what he does. And so then the media comes out with this. And then if you read the article, he didn't break with Trump. And they don't have an argument about it. He simply made his endorsement, said he has all the confidence in the world in both of them. When they're elected, they're going to work well together and do great things. So
that's funny.
I keep reminding people, well, I read in the paper. Well, you got to assume, and here's my shot at the Record Searchlight, looks like they have finally given up all pretense of trying to be down the middle of the road, because everything I read in their paper, they've literally gone to the dark side. Who are these people that are writing these editorials day in and day out? Did you read today? I mean, I only read like the first paragraph. I had to go into the bathroom and retch, because I just couldn't believe this lady saying the things she was saying about how wonderful Hillary was and what a great role model and spokesman. And where in the world did they get that?
I know. And I just, the thought of Bill Clinton being first husband is just about enough to
push you.
You might have to make another trip back into the bathroom.
Why in the world would they want to let these people back into the White House? They stole everything but the kitchen sink when they left the first time. They literally had to make them bring back furniture and china and paintings and all. They stole stuff. Does nobody remember that? And they're going to let them back in for a second shot at it?
I know. And that's just one part of it. You know, there hasn't been a lot of good that's happened between them, that they've brought since then. But
They left the White House as she pleaded to everyone. We were absolutely broke when we left the White House, which explains why they stole all the furniture and stuff, I guess. And now they've made millions of dollars with their whole Clinton Foundation. Yeah. And that's a whole topic for a whole show about all of the illegal money and bad money that's come into to them through that, and
it's
how
like
they
money
spend
laundering.
It and how yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, and it's just absolutely criminal. I can't imagine, I don't know, but that was an interesting call from Nick, because he I think I still am hopeful, as we talked before, that people, some of them are willing to do what Nick's doing and take the slings and arrows. Which reminds me, I hope everybody, and I'm sure we've talked about it on the show repeatedly, I hope everybody has been out to the theaters in Anderson to see Hillary's World.
I haven't seen it.
Dinesh D'Souza's new movie. Oh, Sharon.
Oh, gosh.
Put it on your calendar. Okay. You must go see it.
Okay.
May I interject, Dave?
Please.
Yes, we're coming up on 8:14 here on KCNR. You know how? Remember how hot it was? How could you forget how hot it was last Friday?
I can't forget how hot it was.
The word was brutal. We were pushing 112 degrees. Carl and Linda at their house were going to be having a dinner party.
I remember
guests
that. Yeah,
for for Carl's famous paella dinner that
they auctioned off.
Through Turtle Bay. That's the day the air conditioning decided to break at the Bott household. While they were in the middle of cooking, people are on the way. It was, and this late in the afternoon on a Friday. Well, they called Alliance Heating and Air, and they responded. Now, what kind of service? That is a hometown service. You're not calling an 800 number in Lower Slobovia, and they'll tell you that maybe somebody will respond in a couple of weeks. Martin and his technician came out. They discovered that the problem was, in fact, a blown compressor. But
it wasn't going to be fixed in 2 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be fixed in 2 minutes, but they made arrangements to hook up a temporary system so that at least they had some relatively cool air moving through the house. That is the kind of service you're going to get from this company that's been serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service for all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and they mean it. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're taking a break. We'll be back.
Pam Tillis live in concert.
Live.
Are you ready for this, country fans? Friday, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country sensation Pam Tillis perform her timeless hits, such as Maybe It Was Memphis, Mavita Loca, When You Walked Into the Room, and In Between Dances. Pam Tillis has always insisted on writing and cutting songs that speak from the soul. The results have been records that emanate an almost painful beauty, with more than 30 singles charting on the U.S. Billboard charts, 10 studio albums, and 3 other releases. Rhinestone, Recollection, and Just in Time for Christmas. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Pam has remained true to herself as a singer, songwriter, and worldwide entertainer. Pam Tillis, live and in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets or to reserve a room in a luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I thought we could use something to kind of bring a little...
There we go, Bob.
Red roses too. How nice.
I see them bloom.
I'll just sit here and listen to the music. That's one of my favorites. Okay, welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. Now, speaking of music, I like music. All kinds of music, but I think probably I don't like really heavy metal, and I don't like a lot of the rock or rap, like R&B. Yeah. But some of it I do like. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple of collections of music. Like on my iPhone, my son and I had this big discussion about I don't need all that music in my phone. I need it on the, I can have it in the cloud, yada, yada. Yeah. Well, and so I have over 1,500 songs on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everything from opera to jazz, to Merle Haggard, to, I mean, a lot of country western, obviously, rock and roll, Bette Midler, you name it.
Right.
I've got them on my music. And whenever someone's in my car, they really enjoy it because I've got it on shuffle.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean,
you never
I'll
know
go from,
gonna come.
I yeah. mean, I'll go from Bing Crosby to Lou Rawls to Little Willie John to,
yeah.
to Gene Vincent to an opera song or the mm-hmm. Strauss waltzes or, you know, what do people do without music?
I don't know, and I mean, I was just talking to someone about this recently, how I just so relate to music. Like, I can hear a song and remember, like, how old I was when I first heard that song, where I was in my life when I first heard that song, and it really is, like, such a connector of generations. Of, like, you know, for me, being, you know, born in 69, all the 70s music is my favorite era. I love 70s, England Dan and The Doors and, you know, Fleetwood Mac and all, and that was what I grew up on, the Eagles
yeah.
and... So when I hear those songs, not only do I just, it just reminds me of my childhood and all of that, but I just so connect to the lyrics, and that was when you didn't have auto-tune, and people
yeah.
actually could get up and sing live just as well as they sang in the studio.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you know, you never know, it's all produced in there. Right, Bob?
Well, absolutely.
You
well.
Can do a lot behind the mic now.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm still in business.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to throw this out real quick. Shasta Lake, still at 1,028 feet above sea level. That makes it 39 feet from the top. Not bad. Still lots of lake out there. We're in a lot better condition than we were a year ago at this time. It is 75 degrees in Redding. And this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, and it is cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Well, and you know, the wonderful thing, see, the temperature here, while it's been way up above the hundreds for a while,
mm-hmm.
Now we're going to have this little kind of 90s, and everybody's going to feel really good about that. Can you imagine in the high 90s and everybody's going to feel,
I know.
Wow, this is really
well,
nice.
I'm going paddleboarding this weekend. And,
oh,
Bob, I realize my paddleboards are a vessel.
And
Bob gave me a lecture with my paddleboards when I first got them, because not only did I go out without a life vest the first time in May when it was very cold. He's like, you could have got hypothermia if you fell in. Number two, I have dry bags, life vests, a whistle, and a flashlight.
Yeah.
I have all the things of a vessel now.
And there you go. And the thing is that you might be the safest person in the world on your paddleboard, but you can't speak for the guy who's just put away a six-pack and he's got 200 horsepower pushing it. Well, you don't have jet skis up there on Whiskeytown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a six-pack under his belt and 200 horsepower pushing his boat along.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you brought that a lot of that to my attention that day. Like, I was just like, whoa, I didn't realize I was technically a vessel
yeah,
on a paddleboard.
Absolutely.
And I told other people that, and they didn't believe me. And I'm like, Google it. I Googled it. It'll tell
yeah.
you.
In the state of California, and of course, under Coast Guard rules, and Coast Guard is responsible for all navigable waterways, and I'm a member of the auxiliary. So, yes, I pound that drum a lot.
Do you know, and isn't it amazing how you can pick up little bits of information all the way along just through a conversation and something you were totally unaware of and not... You know.
Yeah, I had no clue, and we were in here doing the show, and I was saying something about going paddleboarding out on Whiskeytown, and you know, it is still pretty cold on that lake in May.
Absolutely.
It was a very, very warm day, but the water was very cold, and I took out a friend who was a novice paddleboarder, and we just felt totally safe being out there, and then Bob says to me, you know, you can get hypothermia in such and such amount of time, and it doesn't really matter if you're a good swimmer, and I was like, oh my gosh, I felt so irresponsible, so... Now I'm much better.
So now
I spent a lot of time reporting on people who thought they were good swimmers.
Yeah. It doesn't take long to have your. I mean, it doesn't matter if your paddleboard's your flotation device if you can't get back on it.
Exactly.
So
well,
yeah.
And certainly, you know, a lot of people still think it's just a great thing to get on rafts and what have you and go down the canoes and go down the Sacramento River and every once in a while I will see somebody on the Sacramento River without that life vest. And that just puts chills in me because I remember a very bad accident we had a few years back where a very dear friend of mine was killed. And it's that water is so cold and the currents in the Sacramento River are so treacherous that even a really good swimmer, if you get thrown into that water in one of those rapids as you're going down, you can lose your life in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
and
we pull a few people out every year.
Yeah.
That, you know, yeah, I had that happen to a friend of ours. They were in the kayak and it flipped. And he was a very muscular guy, went right to the bottom. You know, I mean, muscle doesn't float.
Yeah.
And he was hanging onto a tree limb. And my girlfriend continued kayaking down and got to the shore. And someone saw him across the river and called in. And they picked him up. But yeah. Literally, he was hanging on. So,
yeah.
I mean, it could have been really bad.
That's we scary. Had so many opportunities in this area for so much great activity, outdoor activity, as you indicate. That, you know, we've got Whiskey Town and we've got Shasta Lake and we've got Trinity Lake and we've got Trinity River and the Sacramento River all the way down and all of the beautiful spots all the way along it. We've got rafting opportunities, all these things. And there are some lessons people need to learn and things they need to be really careful around the water when they're out mm-hmm. there. Because while it's a lot of fun, alcohol and the water do not mix. Be sure you've got your safety kind of stuff around you, the flotation devices, all the things you were mentioning earlier. Just safety, especially when you've got kids around water.
What do you think of the river trail and the issues that we've had with people being attacked lately? Isn't that is just devastating to me.
I think it's absolutely incredible in how much our society has changed from when I first started walking around here, because I like to walk and walked around the as an example, down at the Anderson River Park in Anderson. It's one of the reasons that we ended up moving to Anderson when we moved up here, mm-hmm. but when Bob was transferred up here. And we ended up in the city of Redding, and it was basically because of the Anderson River Park, and mm-hmm. I live right around the corner from it. But there's so many opportunities to walk there. And no issues up until the time they had the trail. And now they've got the trails in there, and it's almost like you give a better path for the idiots to go mm-hmm. and do bad things. How unfortunate that you can't walk on a designated trail inside your city without being accosted.
I know, and even, you know, you think, well, maybe it's just women, but, you know, a few weeks ago, a guy was riding the bike, and they knocked him off the bike.
And stole his bike.
Yeah, and so it's like you think, oh, well, you know, maybe riding your bike as a guy is safer. And, I mean, really, no, you know, there's a vulnerability now.
Well, there is, and it's really sad because, we have a lot of women in Shasta County. It seems like that we women outlast the men. In great
it's the
numbers.
Only break we get.
in great numbers in the North State. So we have a lot of single women, a lot of, mm-hmm. and they're still active and vibrant and out. And everybody says, well, walk in couples. That's not all. When you live alone, it's not always convenient or you don't always have the ability to have somebody to go with you wherever you go. So if you want to get up and walk early, That's a stretch to get somebody there to walk with you every morning at a certain time. How sad that we can't get up in our communities and just take your morning stroll by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How close are we to somebody just finally having enough and rather, unfortunately, taking on a Charles Bronson attitude, or as portrayed in the Death Wish movies, and taking the law into their own hands?
Well, I'm thinking
that's just as bad as what, you know. Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be a stretch. I mean, if I'm a woman and I want to take my morning walk at 5:30 in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning or whatever time of the day I want to, and maybe I even like the solitude of going by myself. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't want to chat all the way down the path.
Right, right.
Well, you know, there's going to be some people that are just going to, like you say, take
well,
it into their own hands.
One of these people are going to have a CCW at some point, and
they're going to be packing a gun, and they're going to make a mistake because somebody maybe is going to come up behind them and doesn't mean a darn thing. But, you know, when you get forced into situations where you have to react, and we shouldn't have to, some bad things can happen. And you're right, Bob. I wonder how long that will be before somebody takes the law into their own hands and protects himself. And then we'll see where that goes from there.
Reaching a point where, you know, a hooded group with axe handles just goes to town, you know. We don't want to see that happen.
Well, we don't, but, you know, I have an awful feeling that we're in a situation in this country where if things don't pan out in a good, positive way that we can change our course, I think it's going to get very ugly. I think there's an opportunity for all kinds of bad things to happen in this country, as we're seeing in Belgium and in France and now in England, in Normandy. Yesterday, my goodness, a Catholic priest was beheaded.
Oh, I didn't see that.
In Normandy.
Oh.
Well, that happened like last week, unless another one has taken place. No, this you're talking about the two teens went into the church and killed the elderly. They had his service the other day, but this happened almost 2 weeks ago.
Okay, reading? But I didn't realize that, and I because I have to tell you that I'm getting very bad about keeping up on the everyday news because I can't watch the TV because I can't afford the price of a new TV as I throw something through it every time they lie.
Brenda and I have been, you know, we do the Boomer Tech Show on Saturdays, a little shameless self-promotion there. But we've been doing kind of an ongoing thing on fear-based media and how commercial media that is ratings-driven push, you know, keep people on the hook, keep them fearful so they'll tune back for the latest. And as I talked to you ladies earlier about the information overload that we are suffering from, but fear-based media is a profit-driven business, and by keeping people scared and then tantalizing them that you have more information that will help keep them safe from this new threat, it just feeds on itself.
Yeah. And with that, we'll take a break.
We'll get another happy song when we come back in, Bob.
Really? Budget Blinds, a huge selection. And if you're paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows, what about function? Do you want total darkness, filtered light? Should you have a lining? All kinds of possibilities when it comes to blinds for your home. Well, locally owned Budget Blinds, Jerry and company there can help you figure out the right solution for your home. Call them at 226-9027. Visit them on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. 831 on KCNR 1460 as I try to get the computer to play some music, and it's not doing it. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Okay, I don't know what's up with my computer. I'm going to have to reboot it. It is spiking me today. Maybe I made it bad. Hey, I think I'm going to have to go get a haircut. And the best place to do that is going to be Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue at Reading. Give them a call at 244-9478. They are right there next to the Classic Cafe. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And while I take a hammer to this computer, ladies, continue.
Again, welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And it's Thursday, the first Thursday of the month. So it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark.
And so we're here just talking about whatever comes into our mind. So if you've got something you'd like to throw into the conversation, give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. And I know there's lots of people in there. I have to tell you, I don't have anything in front of me where I can follow that conversation. So we enjoy you listening, and we hope you're not too we keep jumping from subject to subject, and we hope you're following and
Clark
enjoying
ADD
what we're
this morning.
Yeah, it is. I mean, for heaven's sakes, there's so much going on. One of the things we talked a bit about at the beginning is this heat and how difficult it is for young children and animals and the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be really careful. I want to remind people that you don't always feel thirsty when you start to be dehydrated, and in fact, you don't. But you need to be really careful that you're drinking enough liquid and not that syrupy, sugary stuff and not iced tea because the caffeine
is dehydrating.
Yeah. So you want to be sure that you're drinking enough water as the day goes on. And that's not always easy for a lot of us. I'm not a great water drinker. But get yourself into some kind of mode. There's all kinds of you can put lemon juice in it or lime juice. You know, all kinds of different things. But be sure you're drinking a lot of water during the day.
I definitely have a lot of clients over the summer months hospitalized because of dehydration,
yeah,
which is such a preventable, you know,
it
thing,
is,
so.
But, you know, you just don't think about it. And mm-hmm. I'm one that I have to consciously think about it to make myself drink water because I don't get thirsty.
Well, and I think for me, being out in the field a lot and driving, I mean, I can't leave a water bottle in the car. You're not ever supposed to do that. You know, because they overheat, and even if they cool down by the next day, the plastic can melt in the bottle. So here I am. I wish that I heard the new Cadillacs have a little, like, cooler between the seats where the console
well,
is.
Well, I think I'd just go right out and buy a new
Cadillac.
Which
I think I really need. But, you know, my challenge is, you know, I leave the office with every intention of drinking that bottle of water, and then I run into an appointment, and then I come out, and then it's been sitting in the car for an hour, and now I can't drink it, and I've got two more appointments. And so, you know, you're kind of – so it's, I think it's really hard for people that are actively in this heat out. It's, and so now I've said, buy me the little teeny bottles of water
mm-hmm.
to my office manager, so at least I can chug it quickly before I go in. But, you know, it's just, and then I have to go to the restroom, and then I'm out in clients' homes, and I don't really want to be going to the restroom there, and so then I don't want to drink enough water, and so then it's just this thing.
It is. But,
you know,
but it is, as you indicate, there's a lot of people checked into the emergency room day in and day out, especially in this heat. The other thing I would remind people is that to arrange your day in such a manner that you're not out in that awful heat. Try to do things early in the morning or in the evening. I'm not real good about the whole early morning thing.
No, neither of us are morning people.
Yeah. So, but I find that I do most of my yard work, as an example, in the evening, up until, you know, after maybe 7 o'clock, 7:30, I can get out in the yard and I've got an hour and a half, 2 hours where I can actually accomplish a great deal, after that kind of sun has gone down, because you just don't want to be doing that kind of stuff in the real hot heat with the sun burning down on you.
And the other thing I see a lot of with our families is, seniors not recognizing how warm it's getting in the house. So really maybe setting the thermostat, like an auto, to come on, like, you know, keep it at 78. We've had people that it's so cool in the morning, and then they just don't think to check it. And throughout the day, they just start not feeling very good. They don't realize it's 90. We had a client, we showed up, it was 95 in the house.
Oh my
gosh.
And
they had not turned the air on. It was just like, and we're not feeling very well. Well, you know, you're not feeling well because it's so hot in here. So, I mean, it's nice to have that set so that people don't have to think about going over and turning it on, because sometimes that sneaks up on us.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had that a lot of times with clients. They're just not, or they want to save the money and they don't realize, you know.
And I think that's a lot
78 is what PG&E and the City of Reading recommend to keep your house from getting, you know, having to cool it down too much. You know, 78 is like the most financially fiscal spot.
Yeah.
And I've had to call a few clients because my staff can't work in there at 95, you know, so it's a work environment problem for me. So
sure.
I'm like, you know, we need to have a cooler home. We're cleaning and cooking and doing things, you know, it can't be 95. So that's definitely a challenge we've seen, too.
Well, and you know, I know with the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson, which I want to remind everybody that this is the first Sunday of the month coming up, and we have a community breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center on the first Sunday of the month. That would be this Sunday. We'll pop down there and have a really good breakfast served by a bunch of great volunteers for $6, and you get hamburger. Changed the whole menu. News to my chef.
Yeah.
but no, we do pancakes, sausage, and eggs, or French toast and sausage or eggs, and or biscuits and gravy. And I just do a great job with that gravy. Come down and have the biscuits and gravy. I make it myself from scratch, and it's really good. So at any rate, the thermostats down there, trying to keep those set at a comfortable temperature for everybody is like an impossible task.
Right, right.
So I have them set. They're either off or they're on. You don't get an opportunity to adjust the temperature.
Yeah.
and when we constantly have, you know, we got one guy with a sweater and another gal just dying, you know, she's too warm and somebody else has got a sweater on. And
well, yeah, a lot of times people's circulation slows down and so they tend to run colder.
Exactly.
So, yeah, or they're smaller built, and so they don't have as much insulation. And so definitely that's the challenge as we get older, trying to make everybody happy with the temperature. How are things going down there? How was your fundraiser?
Well, the fundraiser was good. I was disappointed that not as many people showed up that used the center to support it.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great turnout from the community, and I thank all of those people who responded, including you, to help build up those coffers. We didn't reach our goal, but we did a really good job. Again, I was disappointed that I didn't get enough of the people who actually use the center to turn out for the birthday party or the, you know, the 20-year celebration. And I think that they just are not aware what an important asset that facility is to the community. Mm-hmm. And again, I remind people that the Frontier Senior Center is unique in that it is not government funded. It is owned and operated by seniors for seniors. We have no government funding coming into that facility. So we basically, it's supported by the community breakfast that we do once a month. We operate the thrift store over at ETC, over on East Center Street there in Anderson. All the proceeds from that go to help operate the Frontier Senior Center. We do rentals of the facilities. If you have a birthday or a family reunion or a wedding coming up, be sure and look at the facility down there. It's quite nice, and it decorates up beautifully for weddings or parties. And keep that in mind, because all of that goes to operate that center that serves thousands of seniors in the South County on a yearly basis.
And people could donate items into the thrift store.
Absolutely.
So that's another way they can get involved.
Exactly.
I was just telling a friend of mine, she's like, I have all these dishes that I, you know, I don't know what to do with them. I don't, you know, what do I do? And so I said, well, donate them to One Safe Place. You have all these women that are trying to move into apartments and, you know, probably need that kind of stuff. And I think oftentimes we don't know what to do with that stuff. But rather than give it to Goodwill, not that Goodwill's not, you know, but if you can give it to, like, a thrift store, the Discovery Shop that benefits the Cancer Society, or the thrift store
the thrift
there,
store, ATC, you know, that benefits
that goes back into our community to people that are needy.
Absolutely. You know? That goes back into the community to help the people in our community. And I always wanted to tell you about the senior center, because it isn't, if you can be lonely as a senior without being poor. If you're alone, people need a place to go, a place to be a part of an activity, some place to go down, have lunch, play bingo, you know, maybe
interact,
do some quilting,
have, some social,
have some social interaction. We do all kinds of things down there. And it's not just for people that are low income. I mean, it's absolutely not.
Right.
We have a great exercise group that comes in. We have a great quilting group. They come in. It's interaction among somebody to be with, a place to go, be a part of. They do bake sales, have a lot of activity going on there. And it's just about people mixing and enjoying themselves and living out their life without just sitting at home and staring at a TV set.
Well, and I'll tell you, Trish, one of the things I've learned in dealing with the aging population right now, a lot of women in their 80s, they were homemakers, they were married, and if they're widowed, their social circle wasn't very big.
No.
You know, these were women that were friends with their kids, you know, their kids' friends' moms, but women didn't work outside the home as much, and so they tend to be very isolated. And so places like that where you can come together, because, you know, depression, the way our brain ages, a lot of issues come into, you know, play as we get older and we're widowed and we've lost our partner. And so having a place to go with other women, the camaraderie of that,
exactly,
is a huge, you know, benefit to quality of life.
So
yeah.
Many of them come down. They come down in the morning. We have music 2 or 3 days a week. They play cards. They play cribbage.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they want to do during the mornings, a couple of days a week, they have nickel bingo. There's always something going on there. Just sit and talk, or read a book. You can go down there and watch a movie. It's a place specifically during this heat where you can come down and stay cool all day long. Mix with other people, have a good nutritious meal if you're interested. All of this is available, but it takes money to run the facility. So I invite, you know, everybody to get involved, not only with the Frontier Senior Center, but with all of those various little community groups that we have spread around where our dollars stay local. We help out, visit with friends, and you know, whether it's supporting the Frontier Senior Center or One Safe Place or any of those places when you go out. Take the time to donate to your local community.
Yeah, don't have a garage sale and don't put it on Craigslist. Go donate it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
If you can afford to.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. They serve caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts. KCNR 1460, it is 14 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock.
I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the park test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
KCNR, it's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. If I sound a little disjointed, it's because we have several computers in the studio here, and one of them has decided to not behave properly. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having the gunsmith work on our guns or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-2282, and also Mighty Fine Foods on the way onto the lake. Kyle there is, of course, our sports guy. Over 1,000 drinks, including 250 beers and 350 liquors and wine options. That's Mighty Fine Foods, corner of 299 and Deschutes.
And welcome back. It is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is our last portion of the show. We've been getting some calls and wanting some information about some of the stuff we've been talking about. That makes us really happy.
We like
because
that.
Then we know listening. You're listening, and we've actually hit on a couple of subjects that you're interested in, and we appreciate that. Sharon, you had some information that you could send out about what we were talking about earlier?
Yes, I was just mentioning if you want to have more information on our discussion on the quiz that I gave Trish and whatnot, if you want to shoot me an email, I can then reply with a link to the article, and my email is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. That's Sharon at ReadingHomeHelpers.com, and then I can reply with a copy of that article for you. So, but it is really important, and it helps you kind of just, you might have your goals of what you want to make sure your kids know, or you have your goals of what you want to make sure you find out from your parents, and no one says this conversation about planning ahead is an easy one to have or that you have a timeline on it. Just have it in your mind, and as opportunities present themselves, you know, certain conversations come up, you can kind of glean more info or ask more questions and just kind of have that on your radar. It's real important.
And for another thing, I know because I know that having talked to many of the seniors, that, and there are instances where I've actually been involved, where children prematurely try to get too involved in their parents' decision-making process. Mm-hmm. And so there is a natural fear there about sharing too much information that gives them the opportunity to take over your life.
Right.
So if you're a senior and you're feeling like that, make the list I talked about. Simply take the time to have all of these interest, the things about your doctors, about your financial people, where are my bank accounts, what bank accounts do I have, where is the will, all of these things, and simply make a list of that someplace where your children or whoever needs to could gain access to it.
Right. And they just have to know where it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to have that conversation if you don't want to. It's a good idea to, but if you should at least let them know all of these things. The other thing I want to remind people, and I always think of it when I do my cleaning, because many, many years ago when my husband had some health issues, my son told me that the best thing I could do was to have a list of medications mm-hmm. and put it on the side of the refrigerator. And so that, because if the paramedics or EMTs come into your house and you're not able to respond to them, they will look on the side of the refrigerator
right.
because that's kind of a universal place. We even did a red envelope a few years ago. The file
right.
of life. Mm-hmm. Did you put these things in? If you don't have that, do take the time to make up that list of medication, all of the medication you take and what it's for, and just put it with a magnet on the side of your refrigerator. And that way, everybody will be able to access that, because that could mean the difference when you do have something happen to you, if you live alone and there isn't anybody else to
absolutely.
Respond.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, lastly, on the starting the conversation, I think this generation we're dealing with, you know, 80 people 80 plus, it's a very private generation on top
yes.
of, you know, I think they're, as the baby boomers continue to get older, they're very open with things and sharing ideas and communicating what they want because they've been catered to their whole life, Bob.
Yeah.
So, you know, that baby boomer generation is going to really shift how these conversations happen. But what we call our traditional old people, you know, 80 and older, it was a private. Financials, you did not
actually
talk about.
70 and older.
Yeah, you mean you just didn't talk about that stuff, you know. And I respect that. At the same time, it will be your kids' problem. The end of the day, when you're in the ER and there's a medical emergency, they're going to call that child. And then that child is forced into that scenario. And if they don't have the tools and they don't have the information, you know, it's unnecessary burden for our kid.
Exactly.
You know, that's what we want to make sure we don't have. So, but, you know, it's an amazing generation, this generation. I have women that never drove. I have men that never cooked. I've met lovely people. And, my grandparents were part of that. You know, my grandmother lived into her 90s and, you know, was a volunteer and a pink lady, but didn't really work outside the home. And, you know, we have a lot to learn from this generation with regard to, you know, commitment and marriage and family and values and all these amazing things. And with them, we're going to lose a lot of that. So I feel so privileged to work with these people I work with, because they really have to understand a lot of that value system that unfortunately is just not always there anymore.
And needs to be reinstated,
yeah.
I think, in our youth and get back to that. I think part of the problem that we're facing with all of this upheaval, and certainly throughout the United States and throughout the world right now, we've got upheaval beyond anything that any of us have ever witnessed or lived through. I mean, it's a dangerous time, regardless of what Mr. Obama stated the other day, that if a child was to be born now, this is the best time to be born, the best time to live. This is the safest America has ever been. He went on and on and on, and I
don't see that.
What kind
yeah.
of funny cigarettes is he yeah. smoking? I mean, I don't know. This is, what is he talking about? As we're daily reporting about police shootings and bombings and all of these horrendous things that are happening, not only, you know, in the United States, but throughout America. I mean, throughout the world. But I think, we've lost our moral compass, and I think we need to start getting back to those basic values that Sharon was talking about.
We've lost our family.
We've lost
that's
the
what
family
it is.
Core.
You know, when you've got women married and divorced and kids from three different fathers and trying to support every – I mean, there's no – we need our
continuity.
Family. We need our parents. We need to have people raising our children and in the same home under the same roof, you know. And I'm certainly not – guilt-free of that. You know, I'm divorced, and so, I mean, I'm definitely, and I learn, I ask my families all the time, you know, what's the secret to a long marriage? I've had people married 75 years.
Yeah.
You know, and they stuck together, and the best answer I had was that you got to like each other. If you don't like each other, you can't survive anything in life. You've got to like each other, and I thought that was the best answer I ever heard.
I think that's so true, and I think that I've had that conversation. There's a great book about it, actually, because a lot of people fall in love and the passion overrules, and they get into it so quickly, and then when that fire dies down, they find out that they really don't they may be in love with the person.
Right.
They don't really like
them.
Yeah,
if you don't like them and respect them,
and that doesn't work for 75 years.
It really doesn't. You're going to have ups and downs of life, and if you can't go through it with your best friend, you know, you're not going
to
make it.
And certainly that was the secret to my marriage, because he certainly was absolutely my best friend.
Right.
I like the fact that when I think of Bob and my marriage, it makes me smile.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something we could all hope for, that
absolutely.
You could look back on a relationship and it makes me smile, because it was good times.
Yeah.
My best friend.
We all wish for that.
Yeah.
We all wish to have that in our
lives. Yeah, I was fortunate to have that. But,
and Bob, you're married to your best friend, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Bob and Brenda, the double Bs.
Really, because I didn't know Brenda before, but I certainly knew Bob, and his personality is so much better with Brenda in it.
Yeah, they
Wait a minute.
I know.
She's his better half, right, Bob?
No, they're just a nice couple. It is. They complement each other.
Yeah.
Was that a left-handed thing?
that was a compliment, Bob, especially for Brenda. Love them both dearly.
I love having you guys here.
Well, this is fun. I was tickled that we actually sparked some interest out there.
That
you got
nice.
Some great phone calls.
And we'll be back, the first Thursday of what month is
of
it? September.
Okay. The first Thursday of September.
Gosh. Okay, that'll be fun. We'll be here with.
We'll
you
be here.
That we're rolling right through August, and here we are.
Oh, I know.
The year has just kind of gone by in a blur. And
yes, it has. And Carl is off tomorrow, and Linda is whisking him away for a birthday treat. So I will be here again tomorrow as your host, and I will have the Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson from 7 to 8, and the Anderson Fire Chief Rick Weigel with me from 8 to 9. So we're going to be talking all things Anderson and South County. And so get your questions ready for them and tune in tomorrow.
And come see us tonight at Elements Lounge.
And, yes, come join us this evening at Elements Lounge for Carl's birthday. And Linda Bott and the Bluebird.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
There's no word yet on the identity of the American woman fatally stabbed on a London street. Five other people injured in the attack by a man police identify as a 19-year-old Norwegian of Somali origin.
I emphasize that so far we have found no evidence of radicalization that would suggest that the man in our custody is in any way motivated by terrorism.
Assistant Police Commissioner Mark Rowley says the suspect apparently suffers mental health issues. The five who were injured are likely to recover. Turkey issuing a formal arrest warrant for U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accusing him of masterminding last month's failed military coup in Turkey. The cleric, who lives in Pennsylvania, denies it. The U.S. says it needs proof before considering extradition. Donald Trump's campaign manager says he wants to set the record straight on a supposed rift between his boss and House Speaker Paul Ryan.
He's going to support